The future of sports radio starts now.
The Half-Ass Podcast.
Here's Notch.
You are looking live inside
the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, and it's still short life, deflated for the second time in its history by that hole.
The Gaetti, for the first time ever, the Minnesota Twins are the world champion.
Now you can tear a building down, but you can't erase a memory.
You, the people of Minneapolis and Minnesota, have set the standard. To say that Super Bowl XXVI was a resounding success is inadequate. It was more than that. It was a statement about a great state and the energy and enthusiasm of its people.
This is my neighborhood.
I'm going to miss the Metrodome. In a lot of ways, just like you miss your first car. It's special. It's nothing special, but it's still special. Got a lot of mileage out of the Metrodome. A lot of great events at the Metrodome, a lot of championships, some of which were won by Minnesota teams. But, you know, just like your first car, got to upgrade at some point. Twins got their upgrade with Target Field. Gophers got a stadium on campus, which actually is good for them. Now the Vikings getting their upgrade. Finally, it's time now to pay tribute to one of the finest stadiums ever built. Okay, maybe finest isn't the right word, but one of the most memorable stadiums in terms of what was held there. Probably the biggest bargain of any stadium ever built. $68 million. This is right around the turn of the decade between the 70s and 80s. Came in under budget. Hosted the NFL. Hosted Major League Baseball. Hosted the NBA. The Timberwolves played their inaugural season in the Metrodome before Target Center was built. Set NBA attendance records. Gophers played there, football and baseball. A lot of college basketball there. Even had a Final Four. Super Bowl was there. One of the ones the Bills lost. That was the game where Thurman Thomas left his helmet on the bench. Redskins beat him. Wrestle Rock, 86, the old AWA. Vern Gagne's promotion. Actually a very successful regional wrestling promotion until Vince McMahon decided to go national and just ruin everything. Everybody else. Wrestle Rock 86 was their last chance, really, to take some of the steam off of the WrestleMania franchise, which had just started at the WWF, now WWE. They had a big show at the Metrodome, got about 20,000 people there. Of course, you can't forget the 87 and 91 World Series, one of the best game sevens in the history of the World Series. 1991, 1-0 in 10 innings. I went to game two of the 87 World Series, which actually I consider that to be the more meaningful World Series victory for me as a Twins fan because it was the first. 91 was great, but there's something about your first time in pretty much any facet of life. And the 87 World Series was the first. That was back when they had the plexiglass, the left field fence. Originally done to cut down on the cheap home runs, because when the stadium was first built and there wasn't air conditioning in it, the ball would fly out of there. They had the short fence in left field. They were calling it the Homer Dome. I remember the dome was conceived a long time before it was actually built. Harold Rosenblum, the owner of the LA Rams, promising to donate $1 million toward the construction of a dome stadium for the Vikings back in the 70s. Got to see if he actually contributed that money or not. He was sick of the Rams always having to go to the old Mets Stadium and play the Vikings in the NFC Championship game, because I'm sure the Vikings kept the Rams out of at least one Super Bowl back in the 70s. Rams lost there in 74 and in 76. You know, if it wasn't for that Hail Mary pass, saw back to Pearson in 75, the Rams would have played the NFC title game again at the old Met. So they were glad to see that stadium go and the dome come in. So many things happening in the Metrodome, and unbelievably so many people that hated the Metrodome. Just hated it. They hated the turf. They hated the baggy in right field. They hated the crowd noise that they were saying was being piped in for football games. Try to remember, the Metrodome was first and foremost a football stadium, and it was configured kind of sort of for baseball, with some terrible sight lines, I should mention. Bobby Valentine went up to the air vents, put little ribbons on the air vents because he thought they were blowing out when the Twins were hitting. Balls getting lost in the roof. Dave Kingman hit one in the roof. Ground rule double. Major League Baseball had an all-star game there. Target Field's going to get an all-star game here in a couple of years. It's going to be a lot different, though. That should be obvious, but some of my first real sports memories as an adult came at the Metrodome. It was what it was, you know? Like I said, just like your first car. Wasn't the greatest thing in the world, but it was yours, and you have the memories from it. You got a lot of use out of it. So many great sporting events there. Metropolitan Sports Facilities Commission, they made so much money off of that. One thing people don't want to talk about is how bad the leases were for the Twins and the Vikings. It was so bad that The twins were willing to commit suicide rather than stay there. The whole contraction issue, Carl Pohlad was going to give the team up, sell it back to Major League Baseball to be contracted. Courts had to step in. It took the Vikings a decade to get a new stadium. They finally got one. All the hell they had to go through. Home doesn't really have any use anymore. Who knows what they're going to do with the land. High school championship games were there. I remember rollerblading inside the concourse of the Metrodome. Something people could do. They could go in there. They could just They could just go in there, lace up, and just go through the concourse. Just skate around. Here's something you're never going to see happen ever again. I had twin season tickets. Upper deck outfielder, general admissions. $99. This is 2004. You can get all 81 games, upper deck outfield, general admission, for $99. So for $200, you can get a pair of seats for the whole season. At Target Field, that's a 10-game flex pack for one seat, $200. So I do miss that about the Dome. When I was working in between classes at the U of M, worked right next to the Metrodome at a parking garage, worked parking for events. That job basically paid my rent, and I occasionally studied. Metrodome's so pervasive in the culture of downtown Minneapolis. My first checking account at Marquette Bank, which is owned by Carl Pohlad, didn't know it at the time, wanted to get the checks with the skyline of downtown Minneapolis that featured the Metrodome right there in the middle of the check. I bounced quite a few Metrodome checks. Those are some good memories. Not the overdraft charges. Wasn't really fond of those. A lot of good times nonetheless. The Metrodome, you will be missed, but time for something new. Finally, the future of Minnesota sports in full effect. The Vikings getting their new stadium. Franchise stability for at least the next quarter century. Hopefully longer. Hopefully these stadiums last.